Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Tesvava Min Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Tesvava Min Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Tikra She'en Olea Maziva. Let's say you have a roof that doesn't have any tar on it. Tar is Mekabel Tumah, would make things complicated, so we're leaving out the tar. You have a roof. A roof we mentioned in the past was typically made out of wooden boards, so they grow from the ground, they're not Mekabel Tumah, and they're 4 tefachim wide. However, the boards weren't put onto into the living room as tzchach for a sukkah. They were put onto for the house. So the halacha is like this. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a machlokes beishamai beis Hillel regarding how to be machsher such a structure for a sukkah. Beishamai Aimer mefakfek v'noitel achas ibein sayim. Beishamai says you have to be mefakfek, which means you have to lift the boards up and put them back down l'shem tzchach, l'shem tzel. And also you have to take every other board off of the sukkah, and you're going to fill in that space with kosher eschach, with regular, let's say, leaves. Ubeis Hillel Aimer, and Beis Hillel says, mefakfek oinaitul achas bein sayim. However, Beis Hillel says you only have to do one of those eitzas. You either have to be mefakfek, or you do this eitzah of taking out each and every other one and filling it in with eschach. Rabbi Meir Aimer, Naito Achas Ibn Sayyim, Be'enu Mefakfik. Rabbi Meir, who we know, he holds of Gzeres Tikra, he's not going to allow you to be Mefakfik over here and to use these boards, so he says you take out every other board and you fill it in with other Kasher Eschach. So that's the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain everything. So it says the Gemara like this, Bishlam Beis Hillel Tamayu Mishum Tasev Loi Min Asoy. Beis Hillel Shita is very understandable. They hold of Tasev Loi Min Asoy, and therefore you can't use the roof as is, but imefakfik avid le maisa inaitu achas vibein sayim avid ba maisa. So now you have to do a maisa to be machshir the schach. So now you have a choice. You could either lift up the schach and put it back down, or you could take off every other board and fill it in with other schach. Either one of those two things would be a valid way of being machshir the sukkah from the psul of tasev loy min asui. But how are we supposed to understand Beis Shammai Shita? Beis Shammai said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai said you have to do both. You have to lift up the schach and put it back down, and you have to take off every other board and fill it in with other schach. So it says the Gemara, that doesn't seem to make any sense. What was Beis Shammai's original problem with the roof? If their issue is tasev loy min asoy, so bechad sagi, so either one of those two eitzas would work to get rid of the tasev loy min asoy, like we just explained in Shitas Beis Hillel. And imishum gzeiras tikram, and if Beis Shammai also holds of Gzeiras Tikra, that's their issue, that they hold of Gzeiras Tikra, that you can't use such boards, so then Binoito Achas V'Bein Sayim Sagi. So it's still, all you should have to do is take off every other board and fill it in with other Schach. There's no need to lift up the Schach and put it back down. Anyways, you're not relying on those boards as your Schach, because he holds of Gzeiras Tikra. So how are you supposed to understand this sheet of Beis Shammai that he holds to do both of these Eitzas? So it says, D'Gemar Li'oilam Yishum Gzeiras Tikra, that really Beis Shammai holds of Gzeiras Tikra. And then a chanami mefakfek, lifting up the schach and putting it back down, that's not going to do you anything. V'achi kamri, and this is what Beis Shammai meant to say, that afal pisha mefakfek, even if you lift it up and put it back down, and now you got rid of the problem of tasav loy min asoy, you're still not going to be in the clear. Inaitu achas ben sayim in, and iloy loy, being that there's gzeras tikra, so the only thing you'll be able to do to be machshir the schach will be if you take away every other board and you fill it in with schach kosher, which the Gemara will speak about more later, but that's what Beis Shammai meant to say. So really, their main issue was Gzeiras Tikra, and they were coming to say that even if you get rid of Tasev Loy Min Asoy by being mefakfik, by lifting off the schach and putting it back down, you're still going to have a problem until you take off every other board. Well, fact the Gemara, if that's what Beis Shammai meant to say, yachi, so the aim is Seifa. Look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Aimer, Rabbi Meir says, Naitel Achas Ibein Sayim, the only eitzah you could do is you could take off every other board. It's not going to help you if you're mefakfik. So comes out, Rameir Hainu Beis Shammai. You mean to tell me that Rameir was just telling us the sheet of Beis Shammai? That doesn't make any sense. Why would Rameir repeat over the sheet of Beis Shammai? So says the Gemara Hachikamer. This is what the Mishnah means to say. This is what Rabbi Meir meant to say. That like Nechluku Beishamei Ubeisilil Bedaverzeh. But Rabbi Meir was coming to tell Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying it's a Machlokes Beishamei Beisilil. Says Rabbi Meir, no, even Beisilil holds that the only Eitzah you could do is take off every other board, which is Rabbi Meir Lashitase. Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeiras Tikra. He doesn't hold that just Beishamei holds of Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Meir holds that that's the halacha, that everybody holds of Gzeiras Tikra. And therefore, a mayor held that even Beisil holds that you have to take off every other board. So in a sense, really, this Machlaikas in our Mishnah is really just a repeat of the Machlaikas that we had earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, regarding Gzeiras Tikra, that Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeiras Tikra, and Rabbi Huda doesn't hold of Gzeiras Tikra. So Rabbi Huda had it that in his Beisil there's no Gzeiras Tikra, and Rabbi Meir has it that everybody, even Beisil, holds of Gzeiras Tikra. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a good thing, that this is really just a repeat of that previous Machlaikas, because at my Kamash Malon. So then what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? Why do we have to have this Mishnah? What's it teaching us? Rabbi Meir is like Gzeiras Tikra, Rabbi Huda less like Gzeiras Tikra. The only thing we're supposed to see from here is that Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeiras Tikra, and that Rabbi Huda doesn't. V'afligu b'chad ezimna. We already had that machlaikas, that nah, we had in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that we had early on, Yadal Amad Aleph, that misakchem b'nisarim divi Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Meir Iser, that Rabbi Huda says that there's no Gzeiras Tikra, and therefore you're allowed to be Mesakech B'Nisarim, and Rabbi Meir says you can't, because Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeiras Tikra. So this Mishnah seems to just be repeating the Machlaikas that we had in the previous Mishnah on Yadal Daman Aleph. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Eichnan. Then no, the first Mishnah wasn't really a Mishnah about Gzeiras Tikra. Even though we had a whole blot of Gemara about Gzeiras Tikra, explaining the Machlaikas, Rav and Shmuel, the Machlaikas is by four Tvachim, less than four Tvachim. We misunderstood the whole Mishnah. We come to the Mishnah now in Tesvavim and Aleph, and now we see that we obviously misunderstood the previous Mishnah. Because if that was a Mishnah about Gzeiras Tikra, so then what's the Chiddush in this Mishnah? Rather says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah is the Mishnah about Gzeiras Tikra. So everything we learned about Gzeiras Tikra, really apply it now to our Mishnah. The previous Mishnah that we had about whether or not you could be Mesakik ben Nisarim or not, that was a Machlaikas about Nisarim Meshupin. There were boards that were less than four Tfachim. They didn't have Gzeiras Tikra to it, but they were very smooth. And so they were very much like a Kli. Even though they weren't Mamish a Kli, they were Pshute Kliates, but being that they resemble a Kli, when we shum Gzeiras Kalim Naguba, it was a Machlaikas or Meir Rabbi Huda about Gzeiras Kalim. Rabbi Huda holds there's no Gzeiras Kalim, and Rabbi Meir holds that being that it resembles a Kli, so there's Gzeiras Kalim, that's why you can't be Mesakech bin Asarim. It had nothing to do with Gzeiras Tikra. Well, fact to Gemara, if that's true, that the Machlaikas in the previous Mishnah was about Gzeiras Kalim, so we know that the Halacha is always like Rabbi Meir when it comes to his Gzeiras. Even though normally we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, when there's a Machlaikas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir makes a Gzeira, we pass him like Rabbi Meir's Gzeiras. So if so, it should come out that we hold the Gzeiras Kalim. The problem with that is, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amar Sikha Bechitz and Zecharim Ksheira, we've mentioned previously that according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, we had a Yudbez and Mabez, you're allowed to use chitz and zecharim, the arrows that are male parts that don't have a base kibul. It's pshute kliyate, so it's kosher. And binikeva, he says psula, it's only if it's the type of spear that the handle has a base kibul, then it's fossil. And we said that the chiddush is that v'loy gazer zecharim atu nikevos, we don't have a gzeiras kalim, even though it's very similar to a kli. We're not gazer the zecharim atu the nikevos. But if it's true that the previous machlekes was a machlekes about gzeiras kalim, so if so, hachanami. Clearly then the halacha, we shouldn't have a gzeira of gzeiras kalim on Yadal Daman Aleph. Meaning to say that if the Mishnah really was a gzeira about gzeiras kalim, so then we would have to be that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir and we should have gzeiras kalim. Elamai, we see from Rav that no, that we don't have gzeiras kalim, which means that in Yadal Daman Aleph the machlokes couldn't have been about gzeiras kalim, because then the halacha should have been like Rabbi Meir. Elamai, that machlokes is not about Gzeiras Kalim. Ela kachach reisha pligi b'gzeiras tikra. Rather, the reisha was a machlaikas about Gzeiras Tikra, like we originally thought, and we're back to our problem that the seifa pligi b'gzeiras tikra v'fligi b'tarti zimni lamali. That now we have this Mishnah, the seifa the Gemara is calling it, now we have this Mishnah, Tasvavam and Aleph, which is also machlaikas about Gzeiras Nisar, about Gzeiras Tikra. And the question is why do we have to have the machlokes twice? So rather, says the Gemara, ein hachanami, they're both about gzeiras tikra. But says the Gemara, seifa Rabbi Yehuda hi dekaamar le Rabbi Meir. The seifa is the continuation of the conversation. The reisha, the Mishnah, Yedalam and Aleph, we had that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of gzeiras tikra, and Rabbi Meir holds of gzeiras tikra. Our Mishnah now is a continuation of the conversation. That Rabbi Yehuda now is talking to Rabbi Meir, and he's telling Rabbi Meir, Amaika asarta v'nisarim, why do you asar nisarim? Why can't you use wide nisarim? Mishum gzeiras tikra, because you hold that there's a gzeira of gzeiras. Tikra, says Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Meir, "Hai svara lebe shamay huda islahu ubeis hilo le gazri." But that's only a svara that beis shamay holds of. Beis hilo doesn't hold of gzeiras tikra. Beis shamay holds it's not enough that you're mefakfik. You have to be neitel achas ibein sayim. But beis hilo holds either eitz is good enough. He just holds of the tasav loy min asoy issue. Beis hilo doesn't hold of gzeiras tikra. So why do you hold of gzeiras tikra? Why do you hold like beis shamay? That's Rabbi Yehuda was telling Rabbi Meir. V'amar Rabbi Meir, and then the conclusion of our Mishnah, Tezvav HaMan Aleph, is Rabbi Meir telling back to Rabbi Yehuda that no, you're mistaken, because I hold l'nechelku beisham beis hilo b'davar zeh. I hold that it's not a machlokes beisham beis hilo. I hold that everybody holds of gzeiras tikra, and even beis hilo said that you can't be mefakfik, and rather you have to be neitel achas v'bein sayim. That's how to understand the correlation between the two Mishnayos, the Mishnah Yedal HaMan Aleph and the Mishnah Tezvav HaMan Aleph. It's really one hemshuch. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the conversation. However, says the Gemara, that understanding of our Mishnah is only good. Hanicha l'Rav, damar machlekes b'shiyesh ben arba. That's only good according to Rav, who says that the machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is the machlekes about nesarim that are four tefachim wide. The Rabbi Meir is like Zeres Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra. That's the machlekes Rabbi Meir holds of Zeres Tikra and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't. Then you could say when you get to our Mishnah, which presumably is about four tefachim wide boards, it's talking about an actual roof, and the roof is generally used, you generally would use boards that are four tefachim wide, so then you could get to our Mishnah, you could come to our Mishnah, and you could say that it's a continuation of the conversation. We're talking about the boards that are four tefachim wide, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying that, see, look, we don't hold of Gzeiras Tikra, and Rabbi Meir is saying that we do. So then everything makes sense. El Lishmul, Damar Bishayim ben Arba Machlaikas, Aval Yesh ben Arba Devrial Kol Psula. But according to Shmuel, who holds that everybody somewhat holds of Gzeiras Tikra, everybody holds that when it's four tefachim wide, it's puzzle. So then Seifa b'may pligis, and how are you supposed to understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah can't be a continuation of the conversation of Rabbi Yehuda talking to Rabbi Meir and saying that your svar is only true according to Beis Shammai. Because even Rabbi Yehuda only holds of Beis Shammai, because even Rabbi Yehuda holds of Gzeiras Tikra when it's four tefachim wide. So if so, the Tikra should be a problem of Gzeiras Tikra. So how is Shmuel supposed to understand our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, Shmuel will have a whole different read of our Mishnah. In a Chanami, according to Rav, we could say that our Mishnah is a continuation of the conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir from the previous Mishnah. However, Shmuel will tell you that the Machlaikas in our Mishnah is a totally different halacha. Rather, Bebetule Tikra Kamiflegi. It's a separate Machlaikas about being mevatel a roof. Mar savar batla b'achi, umar savar b'achi loy batla. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be mevatel the roof by being mefakfik, according to Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Meir holds you cannot be mevatel the roof. Which means like this, Rashi explains, that everybody holds a gzeiras tikra over here, because here we're talking about boards that are four tefachim wide. However, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that when you go ahead, what's the problem of Gzeiras Tikra? The problem of Gzeiras Tikra we mentioned is that a person might think that now he could stay in his house for sukkahs, he doesn't have to go out to a sukkah, he could just stay in his house. Now, once a person is mefakfik though, he picks up the schach and he puts it back down, wait a second, why is he doing that? He's obviously showing that he knows that he cannot use his house as a sukkah. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be mevatel the problem of Gzeiras Tikra by picking up the schach and putting it back down. By picking up the roof and putting it back down, you got rid of the issue, and now you could actually use it as your sukkah, because you've demonstrated that you know that there's a problem generally with using a roof as your schach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's what's going on in our Mishnah. And to that, Rabbi Meir is saying that, no, I don't agree. Everybody holds you have to be neitel achas v'bein sayim. Nobody holds that you could just pick up the schach and put it back down. That's not going to get rid of the gzeira of gzeiras tikra. So that's how Shmuel will tell you That's what Shmuel will tell you is the pshat in our Mishnah now on Tesvav Amin Aleph. The machloikas is that whether or not you could be mevatel the gzeirah of gzeirah's tikra by being mefakfik, by picking up the roof and putting it back down. Rabbi Yehuda holds you demonstrate that you know that you can't use a roof and therefore you get rid of the gzeirah, and Rabbi Meir holds that that's not going to cut it.